Chapter 19. In the Ptolemaic system and in the creation myth of the Bible, human beings were assigned a central position in the universe from which they were thrown out by Copernicus. Ever since, scientists eager to drive the lesson home have urged us resolutely and repeatedly to abandon all sentimental egoism and to see ourselves objectively in the true perspective of time and space. What precisely does this mean? Imagine a 2-hour film which represents faithfully the history of the universe, the rise of human beings from the first beginnings of man to their achievements of the 21st century would be covered in it by a single second. Or, if we decided to examine the universe objectively, in the sense of paying equal attention to portions of equal mass, this would result in a lifelong preoccupation with interstellar dust, relieved only at brief intervals by a survey of the dazzlingly bright moment of a star's birth or death. Not in 1,000,000,000 lifetimes would the turn come for giving human beings even a second's notice.